Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Today, welcome to today's Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley. We want to speak to you about the InFlow product out of the UK. This is a fundamentally different way of doing prep comp review and audit. So Brian, my recovering auditor friend, who's been both an internal and external auditor, I think will have more insights in this. So InFlow has a base product, their InFlow work papers, and then they have other modules that they sell around that. Now we're going to talk about the design and the philosophy and so forth, but Brian, give our listeners a bit of an insight as to why InFlow is so different.
Okay, so what is fundamentally different about what InFlow is doing is that it is integrating the analysis of the data with the work papers, with the reporting. Okay, so most of your traditional engagement tools will handle work papers, they'll handle trial balance, they'll handle the audit program, and so forth. But they don't handle necessarily the ingestion and analysis of data natively inside the product. And so that's what's fundamentally different about this. There's actually a tool called InFlow Ingest. They have a tool called InFlow Flux. They have a tool called InFlow Treasury Metrics Reports. They have detection tools with AI. They do some revenue cascading. They have Select and an Explore tool. But again, the fundamental thing that's different about this is that it is one system that does the whole thing. And historically, when we've done traditional audits, we've had a work paper container and maybe that had some trial balance functionality in it that evolved over the last 20 years or so. And then we had an external data analysis tool like an ACL or an IDEA. What's nice about this tool, or maybe we use Validus. What's nice about this tool is it has all of those things combined together, Randy.
So it turns out the CEO, Mark Edmondson, and his team are ex-Big Four accountants. And when I first looked at the tool, I'd never seen a finer database design for general ledger. And it turns out that this is truly a ledger with sub-ledger style design. Now, through the years, I have been aware and have found a few other products that really have this ledger-centric design, but not very bloody many, including a lot of the accounting software products that are in the market from the low end to the high end. Now, the tool itself, the company made the decision to give away the InFlow work papers at no charge to kind of get people inside the system, but they are also providing US-centric guidance at this point. So that in the work paper product itself, I believe that you can find it to be competitive against the CPA.com offering of prep comp and review, against the CCH Wolters Kluwer prep comp review, and against work papers CS and advanced flow that we've talked about in other tech labs. Now, as it turns out here, the progress on the product, I think, is good, but it is, as Brian's pointed out, quite different with this data-centric model. So the product itself is the collection of the base product of work papers, plus all of the other supplemental products of reporting and collaboration and acquisition and analytics. They actually sell the product in different plans today. they've got a collaboration methodology, and their thinking here is that they want to be the entire collaborative platform. Many of you are concerned about your portals, and you know, Brian and I have talked to you about portals being practice-centric or workflow-centric or document management-centric. And we've talked about the very fine gathering, PBC gathering tools like Lissio or Shurelink. But Inflow has its own collaboration tool that does this secure transfer as part of their platform. So they basically expand their platform from collaboration through analytics with work papers and go to a fully digital version as well. So there's so many different modules. It might be a little tough for you to get your head wrapped around it. In fact, I would go so far as to suggest it's like saying, well, you know, I'm a Thomson Reuters shop or I'm a Wolters Kluwer shop. Well, in this case, you're kind of an Inflow shop because there's so many different modules you can buy from the single publisher. So, Brian, have I explained that in a logical way?
Yeah, I think so, Randy. I think the thing that you've got to understand is that the audit standards are changing radically right now. And in fact, AICPA is coming out with their dynamic audit solution that's based on Caseware that does a lot of data ingestion and other things like that. And as we look at Inflow, Inflow is also doing that. You know, the thing that we've got to understand here is that in the past, auditors were able to rely on sampling to look at just a subset of the transactions and then extrapolate that out to the rest of the population. In this new world, we're going to analyze all of the data, including all the subledgers and other pieces. I'll remind you that AICPA came out with their audit data standards some time back, which were basic database schemas for subledgers for accounting software, so that you could run tests on those standardized subledger database schemas to get yourself comfortable. So what's really happening here is the audit is being rethought and to use technology better, and as opposed to using technology as an afterthought for the manual review of transactions, we're now using automation on the whole evaluation of transactions. And then the technology is picking transactions that look unusual based on statistical models and other data. So it's a very different approach. Now, Inflow is also highly integrated. So you have to think of this as an SAP for your audit shop. Just like in a big company, SAP handles all the workflows throughout the product. Inflow has the data ingestion, the testing, and the work paper tracking, and the guidance, and the reporting, and the whole shooting match in here. And so I think that's what's different about this product.
Well, Brian, you'll get a chuckle out of this because you know me well, but I actually sat in the AICPA offices when we were developing the risk-based audit standards. Now, you think about that for a few moments, but you understand quite well that the ISA 315, the risk assessment audit standard, and the SAS 145 315 piece have actually been implemented inside this product. Now, the vendor themselves claims that they've got a scalable data-driven approach, which is absolutely true. And because it's all browser-based, the ability to work with clients flexibly and remotely is clearly that. They have claimed to be compliant with global standards, and that makes sense based on their, you know, Big Four UK heritage, and that they are actually doing industry-specific approaches in their methodologies. Now, again, I know many of our listeners are not audit shops, but most firms still have comps and reviews that they have to deal with, even if they're dominantly doing tax compliance. But they also have a lot of other, we'll call it content management and other items. You want to say maybe something about group audits?
I was just going to say that this looks like a piece where it's going to work well for companies that have to do consolidations, and it may make it applicable for a lot of local governments, which a lot of our smaller firms do. Because again, we've got all those funds we have to deal with, general fund and special revenue funds and enterprise funds and so forth. I mentioned that because many of the products on the market today don't handle fund accounting well. And it looks like their group audit capabilities in here may handle some of that.
As a matter of fact, it does, Brian. I can affirm that. And just as what actually got me involved with this group initially was I had seen them talking about AI-based auditing, which they have in their methodologies. And so they are trying to replace checklists with, you know, new audit techniques. And I think they were one of the first ones that I looked at and said, you know, these guys have really done something innovative and most likely correct. And they may have had the advantage of starting later in the build of their audit platform than all of the other competitors. I don't know whether that'll turn out to be true or not, but I do know that it's true that it is certainly worth looking at the platform as an alternative if you're going to make a shift into the cloud.
And that's something that I think it's critical for you to consider is that whenever you're making a shift like this, it's going to have a huge impact on your peer review. Even if you're just doing reviews with it, reviews and comps, remember, are covered by your peer review. So you're going to have to, one of the things I would encourage you to do is to talk to your peer reviewer about the approach you want to make after you get there and just kind of get them to, you know, understand with them, you know, see if they've got relevant experience from other folks that are using this platform or other platform. I find the, you know, as somebody that's done audits before, I find the conversations that I've had with my peer reviewer helpful because I get, you know, just like you as an auditor get to see a whole bunch of different clients in the same industry. The peer reviewer is the person is one of the few people that gets to see people using different platforms in different practices and how they make them work for them or how they don't make them work for them. So many times they can, you know, they can identify another one of their clients, perhaps, that you can talk to and help you understand how the product could work better for you.
Yeah. Now, one thing that, you know, Brian, I've been on a rant about for 3-4 years, probably 20 if you really were honest about it, but really on a rant in the last few years, almost poltergeist style, like I've seen you on some topics, is independence. Yet this tool, I believe, has ways for you as, you know, audit and accounting providers, compliance services, to actually provide some new services. So if you choose to go off into analytics as a service or advisory opportunities with your audit clients or to move to continuous auditing, I believe that all of these capabilities are inside the product with the, you know, automatic ingestion of data and the dashboarding. And, you know, you and I have talked about continuous audit for a bunch of years already, knowing the time was coming. And this was another attraction to me just in terms of the approach. So I do believe that, you know, once you look at the base product and then start looking at the other modules, you'll realize pretty quickly that the dynamic reporting provides capabilities you've maybe never had before. That the data acquisition is about as easy as to use as any of the competitors, like you called out. And then the data analytics being integrated really does a lot for you in terms of the capabilities of seeing money flow. It's also AI powered, by the way. And the final work product here is particularly graphic based. And in my mind, that gives you a chance to improve audit quality, which has been a hot topic at the national level for a long time. But with this period of staff recruitment and retention being so tough, it is a new staff experience. And I believe that the auditors that are interested in doing things a little bit different and the clients who want a little bit different deliverable have a chance of getting this through the analytics, through the reporting, and frankly, just through the platform in general.
Yeah, and that's something that is a shift that's been needing to happen for some time. I mean, if we think about, you know, some of the tests that that I started doing when I was a new staff person, much of that work can be automated and should have been automated years ago. If we think about how we take a professional mind and we let them actually use their professional judgment starting from the beginning. I think that makes it easier to retain staff. And I think as you find these, you know, deeper insights out of the data and are able to do things like benchmarking and other pieces like that, I think you end up providing more value to the client, which makes audit a more sustainable service. You know, we really are having a crisis currently of confidence in audits, just because the methodologies have not kept up, you know, with the accounting systems that they're auditing.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I know our time is getting close here, but just to give you an idea, the treasury function inside Inflow has an automatic confirmation process that goes with it instead of having a separate tool like confirmation.com, which you and I have known about for years and recommended for years, that it actually has trends because it does daily closing balances. It is 100% audit. It has all the transactions. It's not statistical. And the transactions are traced all the way back to the bank, which, you know, in the U.S. market is going to be tough enough, but they also have a relationship with Plaid for bank integrations. So pretty much if it's got a Plaid integration, you're going to have an Inflow integration. So again, I don't want to sound too strong on this. I just want our listeners to know that there might be another, well, I don't know whether I'd call it a sheriff in town yet, but there's certainly at least another new player to look at, which will help the entire profession advance. And that's what I care about.
Yeah. And I don't think in a short podcast, like short podcast format, like the one we have here, I don't think we can necessarily do justice to this, this entire ecosystem of products that they've created. However, I think we can encourage people to go look at it and to think differently about what they're doing. And to look forward toward concepts like continuous auditing and real-time analysis and real-time analytics and AI integration and so forth, so that they integrate, so that they think about those things and what their plans are before they enter that next peer review cycle of 3 years.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that, my friends, is the reason why Brian and I wanted to introduce you to Inflow. It may not have been on your radar. We hope it is now. Good product, good people behind the product, and innovation that I admire. So there's just lots of things to talk about on this front. But that's another episode of the Tech Labs. We hope to have you with us again in the very near future. You have a fine day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.